For years, the U.S. government has counted on the Central African nation of Cameroon as an ally in the war on terrorism. There are about 300 American troops based in the north of the country. They're training Cameroon's forces to fight the terror group Boko Haram. But a conflict in another part of Cameroon is testing the alliance with the U.S., and that has to do with language. The government is controlled mainly by French speakers. Cameroonians who speak English are a minority. They say they've been so marginalized and so mistreated they want to separate and form a new country. Both sides are using weapons, and both stand accused of human rights abuses. This month, the State Department said it's cutting some military assistance to Cameroon because of the government's abuses. Siobhan O'Grady reports for The Washington Post. She says the separatist issue grew more tense a few years ago.
Starting in late 2016, lawyers and other civil servants started protesting that the French-speaking government was sending French-speaking lawyers and teachers to English-speaking regions. So these were people who didn't necessarily speak English, but were suddenly presiding over what should have been English-speaking courts and classrooms. And as the protests grew, the government did in some cases respond with force, and eventually a bunch of the activists were arrested, and while they were in prison, a different sort of movement emerged that led to more extreme voices calling for full separation from Cameroon, which eventually led to an armed separatist movement that is now fighting the national military.
Members of the English-speaking minority say that they are treated like second-class citizens and worse. What is being done to them?
In some cases, people told us stories of an elderly woman being shot by security forces as she tried to run, a pregnant woman being shot and killed when she told soldiers that she wasn't able to lie down flat on her stomach. So a lot of civilians told us their houses were burned down, their shops were looted, and now close to 500,000 people are displaced from the English-speaking regions.
And why would the government be doing this?
Yeah, I should say that the government does deny that it is targeting civilians, and that a lot of these accounts that have also been documented by human rights groups have been contested by the government. But basically, the government is facing an armed insurgency and is struggling to sort of contain this separatist movement that threatens national security. And in some cases, many civilians actually don't even support the separatist cause, but kind of find themselves stuck in the middle. And I think that the government has just failed to understand how they can best contain the separatist threat and has responded with force.
Where does the United States come down on this separatist movement of the English-speaking minority versus the French-dominated government?
I haven't seen any international support from international governments for a new country to be formed, but both the separatists and the government have been accused of human rights abuses, with separatists targeting schools and kidnapping students, and of course also targeting security forces. The national military in Cameroon told me they had lost at least 170 members of their security forces. So I think the United States is concerned by the human rights abuses that are taking place on both sides.
So the United States is going to scale back its security assistance to Cameroon. Does that include members of the U.S. military who are in Cameroon now?
I should be very clear that the U.S. assistance is not intended in any way to be affecting or contributing to the conflict in the English-speaking regions. It is intended mainly to help fight the terrorist group Boko Haram that is operating in a different region of the country. But in light of human rights allegations that have come out both in the English-speaking regions and in the country's far north, the U.S. government will be scaling back its assistance to Cameroon.
But the 300 troops will stay on the ground?
As far as we know.
Could you explain what kind of a position this puts the U.S. in when it has a very important strategic partner whom it's counting on to help prevent the spread of terrorism, and at the same time that partner is accused of very serious human rights violations?
Yeah, I think that that's what we're seeing happen right now, is that the U.S. is having to reconcile with those two facts, that Cameroon is strategically located. For a long time, it's been a bastion of stability in an otherwise somewhat troubled region. But in recent years, as allegations of human rights abuses came out, both in the far north where the Cameroonian military is fighting Boko Haram, and also in the English-speaking regions now where the government is dealing with a separate conflict, I think the U.S. is having to face this question of, how much support can they really give a military to fight extremists when these allegations continue to come out that they may in fact be targeting civilians as well?
Meaning, is that enough to persuade the government to change its behavior?
I think it's a little bit too early to tell. We haven't seen a big response from the Cameroonian government quite yet, and they've sort of underplayed the security assistance being withdrawn as the U.S. walks a sort of fine line trying to maintain that the Cameroon does remain a strategic security partner as they focus on anti-extremism in West and Central Africa, but also try to counter the human rights abuses.
Siobhan O'Grady writes about foreign affairs for The Washington Post. Thanks so much. Nice to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me.